But right now, let's go to New Zealand and welcome in from Tiako Stud, David Ellis. How are you, Dave?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Well done. Congratulations with Ginger Nuts on the weekend. But I guess the big one is still to come, trying to win the ATC Derby.
Yes, no, it was a big thrill to win the Rosehill Guineas. Actually, that was the first time since Tiako Nick won the Metropolitan that the Tangerine have won a Group 1 in Sydney.
And you've won more than 30 in New Zealand in that time. You were starting to get like Darren Weir. He couldn't train a winner in Sydney.
Well, I'd love to be as good as him.
Your stable's firing, mate. By all reports, Ginger Nuts has come through well and you're paying up.
Yes, we are. We're really happy with him. He's a very happy horse. He's eating pretty well and he's coming out of his box each morning with his tail in the air. And Jamie Richards is over there with him and he rides him each morning and he's very happy with him.
Yeah, it looks like he's just in the perfect place and there's no reason not to. You know, you took the time after the NZ Derby, took a couple of days to work it out and now the horse is just enjoying it.
Yeah, it's quite incredible that since the horse has started winning, the boys say that he's even getting happier in himself every day. Mm. It's quite incredible the confidence that winning races gives a good horse.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. All right, so that's Ginger Nuts heading towards the ATC Derby. Is there a possibility of any others during the carnival?
No, not this carnival, Andrew.
Okay. You've got Brisbane, though. You've got a really focused in for their winter carnival.
Yeah, we're taking some horses there about the 1st of May. We're taking two Group 1 3-year-olds, Heroic Bella, who's by Fastnet Rock, and Hall of Fame, who's by Savabeel. And we're taking them to Brisbane for the big 3-year-old races there. We won't be competing in the Derby with them. They're more 1,200, 1,600 metre horses.
Right.
One of them could well finish up in the Stradbroke. We're taking a horse called Splurge, a very good horse by Savabeel. He won the Daly Plate at Ellerslie at his last start. And we're taking him for the Stradbroke. And we've got a very good horse called Shocking Luck that ran second in the Waikato Guineas. And then we turned him out for a spell at Tiako Stud, and he's back, and we'd like to think that he could run in the Queensland Derby. And we've got a horse called Zambezi Warrior who's coming over for the Brisbane Cup.
Gee, you've got a good lineup there. And for regular listeners or viewers, particularly Hall of Fame, he looks to be a real horse with presence.
Yeah, he's going to make a lovely stallion. He's already won a Group 1 race, beating some very good horses. And Heroic Bella's actually, he was Fastnet Rock's first Group 1 winning 2-year-old. A beautiful colt. He's out of a mare called Murr, who's left Triple Honour, who won the Doncaster. So he's a half-brother to a Doncaster winner. And he's going to make a fantastic stallion at stud one day too.
Okay, so there's a group of horses, Heroic Valour, Hall of Fame, Splurge, Zambezi Warrior and Shocking Luck that will be aimed from Tiako over into Brisbane's Winter Carnival. Dave, the other question I've got to ask you is, how in the heck do you run your business in Singapore as well? We know Mark Walker is right up there in the Premiership. I think he's running second in that at the moment. It is a marvellous job how all this works together.
Yeah, it does. It works really well together. The stakes in Singapore are just unbelievable. Mark's actually in front in the Premiership in Singapore. And the New Zealand branch of the stable and Singapore, they work really well together. We're all friends. We've been working together now for 20, 25 years, and yeah, it's just a really happy, successful team.
Yeah, well, you should be very proud of what you achieved on Saturday. And the Rose Hill Guineas has in fact been a New Zealand race in the last 5 to 10 years. They've had good success there, and we sincerely hope everything goes to plan. We're going to see you at Randwick.
Definitely. I'll be over for the sales.
Yep.
Looking forward to the last sales at
Newmarket.
The complex.
Yep, yep.
And for the races for certain.
We look forward to seeing you, Dave. Good luck. We'll talk to Jamie Richards next week as we count down to the Derby. Good luck with it all, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, David. David Ellis, the owner of Tiarco Stud.